Now, the Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Life is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 25 November 2019. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring a very special guest. He's been on me, I think, once before, maybe twice. We're going to talk to Joseph Meyer with Straight Money Analysis. Now, folks, I want you to pay attention to what this gentleman's got to say, and I hope you will pay heed and do what much as you can to prepare for what this is going to happen in this country very soon. But we're going back to something else very quickly. I don't know if you heard or not, but some very sad news. Very, very, very sad news. I will say a dear friend and brother of mine passed away this past weekend. Tex Myers passed away this past Saturday. A warrior for Christ. A warrior that stood for the truth and wasn't afraid to expose evil. A man who got in trouble with the IRS because of his stand and had to do some things to redo his ministry to get from underneath their shadow, and he did it, bless his heart. But Tex Myers went home to be with the Lord. I spoke with his wife Wanda today, and she said he was anxious to go. He was tired and wanted to go. I know we're all going to miss Brother Tex Myers. But folks, believe me, he'll be waiting for you in a better place if you're ready to go one day. And where every one of us is getting a day closer every day to leaving this earth. The question is, what kind of condition are you going to leave it in, saved or lost? You can answer that. Now, back to more announcements. We're still offering a book, The Grand Design Exposed. Now, folks, if you really want to see what the Freemasons did to help form this country and why they did it, if you have enough courage to see that and want to see it, this book's regularly $22.95, but I got a good buy on them. The guy wrote them, passed away. He had several cases left. I bought a few of them. $12.95 delivered. If you want to see what the Freemasons have done and the powers behind them, so to speak, and what they're into, if you want to see this, do I agree with their thing in that book? No, I don't agree with their thing in the book. But it's absolutely an eye-opener to see this nation was not as picture-perfect as we've been taught all of our lives. And I can't help but tell the truth. You do with it as you may. But $12.95, we'll get that book to you. And to go along with it, a teaching I did several years ago entitled Satan's Final Deception on DVD or CD, 5 hours long, $15. You can buy them separately or get them both for $25. But that goes to get folks. We have been so deceived for so long. That's almost impossible for anyone, if they can even see the truth, to admit the truth. I'm as guilty as everybody else when it comes to trying to deny a certain thing. But both of these are available, folks. And in my mind, you should have them. You can call us, order them if you'd like, with a credit card or a debit card at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And if you want to write and get it, you can just call Lisa tomorrow at the same number I give you. She'll give you the address to write and get over the books. I hope you will do that. I truly do. And some good news tonight, starting tonight at 11 o'clock p.m., West Coast time in Seattle. We're back on the air again with a dear friend. Had to go off from some years ago because of lack of funds. We're going back with Tom Reed on KTW, 6:30 a.m. and 96.5 FM in Seattle. Covers a lot of territory. 11 o'clock p.m. tonight at West Coast time. You can. This will be rebroadcast on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights, 6:30 a.m. and 96.5 FM. And probably tomorrow, we'll be making some announcements from some more stations. We'll be starting on December 2nd. One will be on 3.215 shortwave. I'll tell you about the time with that as soon as get all that put together. Thanks to 11 p.m. Central. I'm not real sure. Check it out. I'll let you know that. We want to find out tomorrow night, hopefully. And on three other stations, or maybe four other stations, I'm sorry, as long as the donation was given to us from a very sweet lady sent to us to help the ministry, as long as it holds out, we're going to stay on those radio stations as long as possible. That's the best I can do, and that's all I can expect to do. And if you'll help us, folks, we'll stay on as long as we possibly can on more stations. We've got to get the word out to the people. We are running out of time. This nation is rocking and rolling with chaos and insanity. And it's not going to get any better. And we lost a warrior day. Like I said, Tex Myers is gone. Went home with the Lord. And he deserved it. He was tired. 75 years old. Or 74, I think 75. Had a lot of problems. Heart conditions and different things. So keep winding your prayers, please, in the family. I know you will. But Tex Myers went on to be with the Lord before we got a chance to. We need to praise God for that blessed hope we have. Now, let's go to our guest. We're going to talk for a little while to Joseph Myers. Now, get a pen and paper handy, because he'll give you a number and an address, perhaps, or an email. We can order a newsletter he puts out. And that's actually more than that. It's like a magazine. He puts out quarterly. He puts out an economic, I'll say, forecaster-type information on straight money analysis. And it's simple enough that even Butch Paul can understand it. And I hope that you'll get it and look at it and learn from it. And prepare yourself for what's coming in the very near future. And Joseph Myers, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Pastor Paul. Thank you for having me as your guest. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. It's my pleasure also, because I just heard you a couple times in the past on the Power Hour.
Yes.
Daniel Brigham does a good job finding guests. And last time I heard you, I thought, well, I got to get him on the program. Well, I like what you said. I like your simplicity. I like your straightforwardness. I like your honesty. And I respect you. I wouldn't have you on here. I've been on the radio almost 27 years, and I've learned to put people on that I can trust. And I feel good when you talk to me, because I know you tell me the truth. Now, I want you tonight to speak from your heart like I know you will, with the knowledge you have, and tell us what you see happening in this country, and I don't think very far in the future. What's going on now? What do you see happening tomorrow? What do you see happening next year? You take it over.
Well, I think we're at the point of transition. There's no two ways about it. The world is changing and changing rapidly every single day and as we speak. I think we have to be prepared for major changes. They're going to be painful. But I believe, Pastor, they're inevitable and we must have a plan in which to deal with them. I've said many times, as you know, when a man's honesty, his integrity, and the truth no longer matter, please tell me what matters.
Well, if you don't have integrity and straightforward honesty, you're not much of a man or a woman. I mean, if you lose integrity, you've lost everything.
Well, I think we've got to get back to the basics that once made this country very great, and I think we agree we've gotten away from that. We have to get back and bring God into our lives and have him guide us as we try to shape the changes that are going to take place in this country.
You know, in my humble opinion, and I think it's biblically sound, America has crossed the line of being redeemed itself, and the nation, I think, is sin beyond redemption. But individuals haven't. And a wise individual, according to Scripture, will see trouble coming and prepare yourself for it, according to the book of Proverbs.
Yes.
And Daniel, today we live in a time where anyone, I don't care who it is, if you have any lick of sense, any common sense at all, any sense of morality, you can see that our nation is on the verge of total chaos and explosion. Am I right?
Couldn't agree with you more. You're absolutely right.
So tell us what's going on right now behind the scenes in this country and other places, and what you look for in the future.
Well, I think when we talk about the U.S. economy, it's in a downward spiral, irrespective of what the equity markets are reflecting daily with these markets. I think the higher the Dow Jones Industrial Average goes, the worse the underlying economic conditions are becoming for the average American.
Now, explain that. That's a very important statement, and I totally agree. Explain what you mean by that. How does a Dow and other markets keep going higher and higher, record highs, but the economy's collapsing around us?
What has taken place is what we call a momentum liquidity-driven rally. It's a rally feeding on the liquidity provided by the Federal Reserve. As you know, we have them injecting into the market $60 billion a month. And this is an artificial stimulus which is finding its way into the stock and bond markets, but it's not reflective in the underlying strength it should be creating in the economy.
Isn't that another bailout? Is that a QE4? Is that what that boils down to?
That's exactly what it is. The equity markets, I believe, are a false indicator of economic health.
Well, now, how long can they do this? They've been doing it now for, 3 months?
Yes, they have, and they're going to continue to do it for quite some time. That's why this equity market can inevitably work somewhat higher. But I do feel it's an ending rather than a fresh beginning. This stock market, Pastor, is more overvalued than the stock market of the 1920s.
No doubt.
After the crash of 1929, it took 25 years to get back above the level of 381 in the Dow. We didn't get above the 1929 peak in the Dow till 1954, 25 years.
Wow, I did not know
that. When this market makes its final top, and I think we're in the process of doing that, I think we're looking at a minimum of 2, maybe 3 decades before we ever see these price levels again in our lifetime.
Yeah, if ever. If ever.
If ever.
And where does that $80 billion come from?
Say that again, Pastor.
Where does that $80 billion come from they're using us to inflate the market? Where does that come from?
It's a printing press dollar. It's being printed by the Fed and funded by the
Treasury. That's what I wanted to hear. So all that does is cause inflation, too, am I right?
Yes, it does, eventually. I think we've got price inflation now, which is being masked by, I think, the statistics we're getting. There isn't a week goes by, and I think you'll agree that you go in a grocery store that you don't see food prices more higher.
Absolutely. And with all the farmers being hit,
it's all going up.
It is, and with the farmers being almost ruined this year. Wait and see what happens the first next year when the food's no longer in the storehouses.
That's correct. We are headed for tough times. Make no mistake about it. This is why you need a plan in which that'll allow you to survive and take care of your family. These are the things I write about, as you know, in every issue of Straight Money Analysis. That's why I think it's an invaluable tool to help the average American prepare for the inevitable, which I think is coming on the horizon now very rapidly.
And you said come on the horizon. I read a lot of articles. That's what I do. Of course, I'm with Melody Seastrom twice a week on Tuesday and Thursday at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern on her program as a co-host. So I research things we talk about on the air. And a lot of folks that I respect that are Michael Snyder and others, are saying they expect this to happen probably between now and the next election or soon after that, no matter who gets in. Do you see that happening?
Yes, I do, and it may happen somewhat sooner.
And what makes you think that?
Well, because I think the economy is deteriorating now very rapidly. The average American's having trouble putting food on the table. It's something that's not publicized, but I think it's a fact we have to recognize. This economy is getting tough and very difficult.
You know, it's amazing, too. I watch the markets go through all kinds of things, and no matter what happens in this world, I don't care if it's a bombing or an attack somewhere or who knows what's going on, the market goes on unfazed. It keeps going up and up and up. No matter, I mean, I tell them, jokingly say with Melody on the air that day that if we went to nuclear war, that market would go through 50,000 overnight. I mean, it seemed like nothing phases the market any longer. Nothing bothers it. I mean, no matter what happens, it may drop shortly, but go back over that and more in a few days. How does it keep doing that besides just pump money into it?
Well, it's money coming from other asset classes finding a home in the stock market. But we'll reach a point where the market will exhaust itself and the rally will be complete. Then we will see the starts of, I think, will be in history as we look back, a very devastating bear market. Two-thirds of the average American today is having trouble paying their monthly living expenses. How can these be the best of times when half of Americans don't even own stock? They're not participating in this equity market.
That's very, very, very true and very well put. Well, I know personally now, by the grace of God, I listened to wise counsel many years ago. Bought some coins, and I paid off the house and land 17 years early, and I was very thankful for that. I truly was. I don't owe anybody a dime, but I have seen in the last few months that the cost of living, you know, utilities, power bill, phone bills,
going up every month.
Every month, and insurances, car insurances, house insurances, all that keeps going up and up and up, and it's taking most of what I draw on retirement just to pay the bills monthly. That doesn't matter about anything else. If I weren't doing other things, I couldn't even buy the groceries we need.
No, you couldn't. That needs to be said, Pastor. People are looking at this market, and they think we're in the best of times. I think we're in the worst of times. The stock market's nothing more but an illusion.
It is. It is. It's a smoke and mirrors to keep us believing that we're doing well.
You know, I've gone on the record and I've said there's been a lot of money made in this bull market. It's been a bull market that's lasted longer than the bull market of the 1920s. But I've also said I wouldn't take all the money that's been made in this market. I'll take all the money that's going to be lost when this thing goes down. Because
and
I think
people
it'll wipe out all the gains over the last 10 years. I truly believe it.
Well, when all the ones who invested their retirements into those accounts, oh, my.
They're going to lose their money.
Yes, they are. And I keep telling them, and so do you and everybody else, Melody also, Melody Seastrom also, by the way, folks who sponsor us on Shortwave. Don't forget that. Melody Seastrom, if you listen on Shortwave, she's paying for it. I want you to know that. That's the kind of woman she is. But if you invested in paper, guess what you got? Paper. When the market goes, you'll have paper. And paper is worth what it is, a piece of paper. If it's not tangible, if it's not something of value, folks, no matter what it says on the paper, if it's gone, it's gone. Paper will not save you when it comes down to the collapse, and it's going to come. It is here. Here in West Virginia, obviously, Joseph, we had a lot of coal mines. For years, coal mines boomed,
yes.
And they powered the country. Now, that's the thing of the past, basically. Mines,
yes,
are closing down and going out of business and declaring bankruptcy, and people are losing retirements. Our two senators have managed to fund through Senate, to keep the miners' pensions coming in. But one day, that will all end because it's top-heavy.
Yes,
it can't happen. It can't keep going. Unless there's money being put into it, it cannot keep growing. So that concerns me. I live here. I have grandchildren who live in this country. What are they going to face?
Tough times, that's what they're going to face, and they're not prepared in which to do it. Nobody realizes you got 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day, leaving the workforce. They're counting on their pension, their Social Security, and their savings to fund their retirement. You can't count on your pension, you can't count on Social Security being there, and you can't count on your savings. What can you count on? Gold and silver. Do you own any? Absolutely not. Why do I need that? That's the mentality of what you're dealing with in the marketplace.
You know,
no,
I have
one's
said,
prepared.
I agree, and I've said this for many years. And folks, I'm not just telling you this. I live this. I couldn't afford to buy a lot of gold and silver. I couldn't. And I still don't have a lot of it. But I'd buy one silver dollar at a time. I would, Joseph. Sometimes at a yard sale or what other place, I'd buy a silver round or a silver dollar. And I started putting it back a little bit of time. They were $3 a piece when I started buying silver dollars. I sold them several years back for $12 a piece and paid off the house 17 years early. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, folks, you don't have to be wealthy to do this.
It can be done because you're a testament to having done it.
And so I keep telling people this. You don't have to make a fortune to get started. You buy two silver dollars a month, it's better than nothing. It's better than having cash laying in somewhere in the house because your cash is losing value every day. And the dollar may go to nothing, but your silver and gold will never go to nothing. They say, preacher, that's why you need that for. You're a Christian. I am. But God Almighty is the one who said silver and gold is real money. Anything else is a false weight and measure. That's in the Bible, folks. And if you deal in a false weight and measure, you are cursing yourself and those you deal with. That's in your Bible also. There's a curse on false weights and measures. Now, I'm going to obey the Scripture. You do what you want to do. I've been told by my Creator, my God, my Savior, what I need to do to prepare, and I did it. If I hadn't, I'd been up quick right now. That's wisdom coming from the Word of God, not from me. Now, before I start preaching,
no,
Joseph, you go ahead.
No fiat currency has ever stood the test of time. Inevitably, they've all become worthless. That's history.
It is. It truly is.
At the height of the Weimar Republic in Germany in 1923, when the currency was printed into oblivion, a one-ounce gold coin bought a whole city block in Frankfurt, Germany. That's a fact. A one-ounce gold coin. That's
wow.
How much buying power it had at the end of the day when the currency failed.
In World War II, especially with the pilots that would fly missions over Germany, they would give them a packet with a few gold coins and a couple gold wedding bands. I'm serious. A sealed packet they take with them. That was to bribe their way out of captivity. And folks, I'm not making it up. Search it for yourself. I'm not making this up. I wouldn't tell you that if I was wrong. They would give these
men
sealed packets. Go ahead.
In Venezuela, things became so desperate and so bad for the population. A one-ounce silver coin purchased $250 worth of groceries. You know that?
I knew that about a lot, but I had no idea. So 1 ounce of silver, which sells here for $18 right now, retail for $20, would buy them
$250
of food.
$250 worth of groceries in Venezuela because the currency was worthless.
Folks, are you hearing this? You can afford one silver dollar. You can afford to buy two or three a month. I know you can. Now, this may sound hard, but quit drinking the Cokes and throw away the cigarettes and put it in something worthwhile. I know you can do that. I did it. It wasn't easy, but I did it because I could see the need of it. And people like Bob Chapman taught me that. And I'm sure that you knew Bob Chapman, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
One of the finest guys I ever knew, especially with economics.
He was a great man.
He was. He's the first one that told me, Pastor, start stocking up on some of these things. I did not know this, Joseph. I was like every other preacher, Christian. Didn't dawn on me about this. I thought gold and silver is for people that are rich and no. No, it's not.
But you knew the truth when you heard it. That's the difference.
I did. It made sense. And I did some research on it. And silver is a common man's wealth of saying gold. If you can afford peace, get it. But I started with silver because I couldn't afford gold. And again, that's what paid my house off. And I am so thankful. I thank God. Almost 7 hours ago to bed. On a cold night, and I'm laying there in a nice warm, in a nice comfortable bed, I thank my Father in heaven that I have a place to sleep that could have been different if I hadn't paid attention to Bob Chapman and some others. Now, folks, we're telling you this, not to try to scare you. We're not. But you call Melody up at 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. Ask her her opinion on what you should do and how you can do it. And we're going to give you a number to call or email to write in a little bit to you can get Bob Chapman. Think about Bob Chapman. Joseph Myers, very, very well put together magazine, newsletter, online. It is so simply written. I promise you that when you read it, it's going to make, wow, that makes sense. Because it does make sense. Joseph teaches like I try to, simply because I mean this as a compliment, Joseph. You're a simple man, and you teach simply because that's who we are. Is that right?
I have the knowledge, I have the experience, and I have the willingness to share it. I can give you the information, I can tell you what it means, I can tell you how to use it, but I can't make you go ahead and do what you don't want to. But I can give you the facts and give you the truth and give you the proof and guide you in the direction you need to go to take care of yourself and your family. That I can do. But I will tell you the truth, and I'll tell you what it means and how you can take advantage of it and use it to benefit yourself and your family. That's what straight money analysis is all about. I'm writing, as you know, the December 2019 issue of the newsletter. Pastor, it's going to be the 10-year anniversary of straight money analysis.
Wow.
I'm writing
Congratulations.
The newsletter a full 10 years.
Congratulations.
We have subscribers to it from all over the world.
And folks,
I got into the markets 1966. I was 19 years old. Went up on Wall Street in 1972. Became a fully licensed broker. I was 25. I've been in these markets over 50 years. I think I know how to make money and take advantage of opportunity that they represent. And they offer the average working American. That I can and will share with you.
And it doesn't simple enough. Simply enough, folks, you can understand. It's not like reading something that's it takes a college graduate to read. It's written down in terms for a layman like me can read
There's
it and make sense.
There's a full sample issue of the newsletter on the StraightMoneyAnalysis.com website. Download it and read. This is information, honestly, corporate America don't want you to have. They don't want me providing this information because they want to lead you in a completely different direction. It's the wrong direction, but it's a very profitable one for them.
Yeah, of course. Folks, straightmoneyanalysis.com. Check out the free news magazine. I think you'll stay with it when you see that. I really do. And is there a phone number in case they want to call you and ask you any questions that they can call and talk
to you? People can always call, speak to me directly, speak to me personally. My phone number, Pastor, area code 386. My number is 677-8642.
Folks, that's 386-677-8642. I guarantee
yes.
If you call him, he'll answer that number. I do, because I call him if he answers the phone. Hang on to the break. Don't go away. A lot more to talk about in phone call next half hour if you want to ask any questions.
Yes.
844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio,
Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
And by the way, folks, before I forget, starting on December 2nd, next Monday, this broadcast will be re-aired at 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern, on 3215 Shortwave, WWCR. Starting Monday night, my next program will be live, of course, 8 o'clock. Then we'll be rebroadcast at 10 o'clock p.m. Central, 11 o'clock Eastern, on 3215. That will go on three nights a week, my program, and then my broadcast that I do with Melody Cedarstrom on Tuesdays and Thursdays will air on Thursdays and Fridays. So you get five nights, three nights with me by myself and a guest, and me with Melody two nights a week. So we're doing our best to get the word out to the folks as best we can. Please spread the word for us. Let people know that they can listen to us on shortwave on 3215. At 11 o'clock Eastern, starting next Monday night, as a repeat broadcast for all broadcasts, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then with me and Melody on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we do the broadcast. You can hear those also being played. So I'm by the grace of God, a blessing was given to us that we had some funds coming in. And that's how we're doing this. They won't last long. They won't. I mean, it wasn't a fortune. But I promised a lady years ago, and she said she's going to give us a gift to the ministry, that I'd use it all for the ministry. And I promise you, not one dime will go for, in my pocket. It'll go for the ministry. That's just the way it is. And again, you need to call Joseph Myers. You can call him tomorrow and talk to him about the magazine. But you can go to straightmoneyanalysis.com and see an issue of it. You can call tomorrow and ask about it at 386-677-8642. Now, some of you folks out there are probably thinking, well, I'm not interested. Well, that's fine. Just keep on playing the game, putting your head in the sand, hoping nothing happens. But it you better pay attention. I'm telling you this from my own experience. I promise you that I'm telling you the truth. But if you have a question tonight, you can call and talk to Joseph, asking questions you like. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And Joseph does not sell gold and silver. He does not sell anything along those lines. He offers the magazine quarterly, Straight Money Analysis. And I promise you, folks, you get one issue, you're going to want some more of them, because if you're interested in the future of yourself and for your family, you're going to read this magazine. Now, Joseph, you cover a lot of territory already, and I know that you see a lot of the same things I do, probably not more detail because you're an expert at this. But what do you see the next major event to be that we can tell that things falling apart? Do you see if this coming in steps or all at one time?
I see a black swan event coming out of Europe. As you know, Germany has two of the largest banks that are under severe financial pressure, Deutsche Bank and Commerzbank. If either one of those banks would fail, it has liabilities that could exceed the entire GDP of the European Union. It would be a full-blown debacle and a disaster which would work its way across the Atlantic and affect the banking system here in the U.S. as well. That is the black swan that I think will end this party in the equity market once and for all. I truly do. Not a question of if, it's a question of when.
And Deutsche Bank has been having problems a long time. I mean, they've been laying off and everything else. They've been having a lot of problems. Do you foresee
this again?
And I know you can't put dates on, and we should never date things, but how long do you think you see before we see a lot of this happening?
I think in the next 90 to 120 days. You know, very ironically, Pastor, when you go back and you look at the bull market of 2007, the bull market of 2007 made a peak in January of 2007 and began its bear market. What what I'm saying is bear markets can begin at the end of the year or early into a new calendar fiscal year, and most people not be aware they're in a bear market until it's too late.
Wow. So sometime February, March, you think this could come to a head?
I think it has to. You know, you lose sight of the fact stocks go down twice as fast as they go up. In a bull market, 8 out of 10 stocks go up. In a bear market, 9 out of 10 go down. If you were lucky enough after the crash of 1929 and you lost your money in the bank, if you had $10,000 at home, you rode out the whole depression. Indianapolis, Indiana, 1933,
I don't mean to interrupt you.
Bacon and eggs, toast, juice, and coffee were 15 cents. Nobody had the 15 cents.
Wow. And how much, if they saved up, how much to ride out the recession?
If you had $10,000 cash after the crash of 1929 and you lost your money in the bank, if you had the money at home, you rode out the whole depression without a problem. If you had the $10,000 in gold and silver, you rode out the depression, no problem.
And if you have $10,000 gold and silver a day when this collapses again, I say you could ride out a long time, couldn't you?
Absolutely. People don't realize, if you study history, the greatest fortunes were never made in gold. They were made in silver mining. Do you know that?
No, I did not know that. I don't know that.
So India is now one of the largest buyers of silver. They're buying 1 out of 6 ounces of every above-ground silver that's produced.
Wow.
If they take just 10% of their allocation that they're using to buy gold and go into silver, we could see their silver usage go up 168%. So what I'm saying is India is now a major player in the precious metals, primarily in buying and holding silver.
And when do you, you know, gold took a spurt a month and a half ago, and it's went back down some since then. And they've been holding, my folks will get the phone call in, I promise. Joe, get to him in. I'll get to Joe in Arkansas just in a second. But we know that they manipulated the price of precious metals for a long time.
Yes, they have.
When do you see the next breakthrough that's going to mount to anything?
Well, I did some research over the weekend, and we're starting to see a very heavy increase in solar panels used for solar power. Every solar panel takes a quarter of an ounce of silver. Do you know that?
I did not know that, no.
So we're seeing solar now use up 5 times the amount of silver it was using prior. China has a very large stockpile of silver above ground, but it's being used for solar. Once they exhaust that, we're going to see an explosion in the price of silver. It's inevitable. That's
wow.
What's ahead of us.
Do you see that in the near future?
Yes.
Wow. Let's take a phone call, man.
They're using silver up at a very rapid rate.
Well, of course, it's a commercial product, and obviously it's a precious metal.
Yes,
so, yeah,
it
makes
is.
Sense. Let's go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, my friend, come on in. How you doing?
Oh, I'm still getting by. How are you, Pastor Bush?
Well, other than getting old and ugly, I'm hanging in there.
You know, I feel about the same way. Well, I'm attending this. And anyway, I have a question about the exact subject that you just been talking about. And that says, I have read some articles by a man named Theodore Butler, who said to be a great silver expert. And he says,
Joe, you're kind of garbled. I don't know if you are. You're kind of garbled. I can just catch every couple
okay.
words.
I'm trying to change my position a little bit, see if that's helped. Okay. Does that help at all?
Try it again, as we'll see.
Okay, I have been reading some articles by a man named Theodore Butler, who's supposed to be a great silver expert. And he says that J.P. Morgan has accumulated the largest hoard of silver that anybody has ever accumulated in history. At the same time, they've been doing a lot process, which I don't quite understand, but he says that they've been selling a lot of paper silver to keep the price of silver down. And he thinks that they expect the price of silver to go way, way, way up, and they intend to make a huge profit when it does. And I just want to ask Mr. Meyer, what do you know about this situation with J.P. Morgan's silver hoard and them holding the price of silver down?
Well, no question, J.P. Morgan has been suppressing the price of silver for a number of years. But I think the biggest problem is if they have to make delivery against the naked contracts they had written, they're going to use up their pile of silver very, very rapidly. I think we're at the cusp of a new bull market in gold and silver, and I think it'll last several years, and I think we'll see both gold and silver move substantially higher. I believe we'll never see these current precious metal prices again in our lifetime. That's why you got to take advantage of these prices and get into the market and accumulate your gold and silver and put it away.
What do you see, Joseph, the price of silver, 17-something an ounce now for just the
bullion
price?
Well, I think the first stop, once the rally begins and commences once again, and we get over 21, then 26, and then probably in the mid to upper 30s.
Wow.
But I do think inevitably we go above the old high in 2011, 49.45. I got a long-term target on silver past the pole, $500 an ounce.
Wow. Joseph, did you hear that? Joe? Did Joe go? I guess Joe left us. Now, folks, that's remarkable. And, Joe, good question. Good point. Yeah, that's true that J.P. Morgan have been buying silver up by the tons. I mean, that's no lie, folks. They have been. They've been hoarding it up, I guess you could say. And this, we were just told, keeping the prices low while they can buy more. So when the prices go up, they'll be ready for it.
Yeah. Not that much above ground silver in the marketplace you can even purchase. That's what people don't understand. There's a scarcity of above ground silver.
And yet the price is still low.
Yes.
Well, when I started, it was $3 $3 an ounce.
1968, an ounce of silver in a barrel of oil sold for parity at $1.50. Point being, an ounce of silver would always equal the value of a barrel of oil. You got oil trading at $57.58 a barrel. What does that tell you? That's exactly where a 1 ounce silver coin should currently be trading at parity in the upper 50s. And inevitably, it'll break loose from this price suppression and go to those levels.
This is going to seem like a simple question. No, it is, but a lot of folks that are like were like me. They don't have a lot of money to spare. But if they could buy 10 silver dollars a month, say that's 18, 19 bucks a piece now, they buy them for a month for next year or so.
You spend more than that on lottery tickets.
They do. Oh, that's insane. They do. But if they could purchase, let's say, $150 worth a month, at the current rate, over the next year, that could go up to be worth double that?
Oh, absolutely. At a minimum, sure.
Wow. I mean, you know, you can get that kind of money back out of putting dollars in the bank, that's for sure, or in bonds or anything else. The interest rates on that are so low, you lose money. If you put money in the bank at, whatever, 1.2 or 2% interest, inflation is much higher than that. You lose money every day, aren't you?
These are the lowest interest rates since the depth of the Great Depression of the 1930s.
Folks, you're hearing all this. So, am I fair to say the inflation's at least 10% a year, and probably below, but at least 10% a year? Would that be right?
Well, take a look at prices. Take a look at new cars. Take a look at new trucks. Take a look at food. Take a look at your utilities. Take a look at your property taxes. Nothing's going down. It's going up and going up very rapidly.
It's going up a lot more than 10% a year, too.
Yes, it is.
So, folks, you're losing money in paper. I'm just telling you that because I care. You do with it as you please. That's your life. You make your own decisions. But I think you want to understand what the Bible says we need to do and what common sense they need to do. And, again, lines, if you want to call, is 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Go ahead.
What I think needs to be said, Pastor Paul, is you can always convert your gold and silver back to fiat currencies if you don't feel you want to own them any longer. You always have convertibility back to the paper.
Very true.
You never lose that by buying gold and silver. That's what people don't understand. Gold and silver are very liquid. There's always a buyer for it. There's not always a buyer for a home or a buyer for a business, but there'll always be a buyer for your gold and silver. The question is, at what price will they buy it? But there's always a market, a liquid market.
In all the years that I've purchased what precious metals I could, I've never lost money on them. And, of course, gold and silver are constant. But the fiat currency never is always got more fiat currency than it did when I first bought them a few years ago. It's always going up in value. Maybe not as fast as I want to see it go up, but it's going up in value.
Yes.
You know, 6 months ago, gold was 1,200 and something an ounce. Now it's almost 1,500 ounce, 14, last time I heard, 1,470 something. So it's went up $200 in the last 6 months, ounce. Now, if you put $1,500
in the 1970s, what few people realize, but I was part of those markets. I remember it as though it was yesterday. It took 9 years from 1970 to 1979 for gold to go from $35 to $200 an ounce. It then in 1980 took 5 months to go to $850. No one even talks about that, but it's a fact. Silver went from $1.50 to $50.
Yeah.
9 years.
Yes. That is amazing.
Can it do it again? Yes. I think we're looking at a minimum 10,000 gold, 10,000 an ounce. 1 ounce of gold bought the Dow twice, as you know. 1932 at 41 and 1980 at 850. So 1 ounce of gold, I believe, will buy the Dow for the third time. The question is at what price? I think around 8,000-10,000 an ounce. I truly do. Maybe even higher. You're not going to lose any money buying gold and silver, but you're going to lose money owning real estate. You're going to lose money in stocks and bonds.
So if someone would bite the bullet, was saying, and buy a silver, an ounce of gold for $1,500 or what it is right now, retail, you think that in a few years I may bring back $10,000?
Yes, I do.
Wow. And silver right now is, we'll say, $18, $19, and in 10 years it can bring back $50 or more?
I think you go above 50 very easily. Once you get above 50, my next target on silver is 66. Once you get above 1650 in gold, my next target is 3,000. These markets are going to move faster and move dramatically. That's why the timing of getting involved couldn't be better right now. These prices are not going to stay down at these levels forever. You got to take advantage of them when they're available.
Amen. Amen. Folks, you need, again, to call him, get the magazine, 386-677-8642, and call Melody Seastrom and tell him Joseph and I sent you over at 800-375-4188. Just ask. Ask. Take a little enough interest in your future, your children's future, to ask. You know, Joseph, and this is to the glory of God. It's not bragging on me. I listen to wise men and wise counsel and scriptures. And what I could do, what I was able to do after a period of time, was to leave my sons an inheritance that's paid for with a little bit of precious metals behind it to leave them something to build on for their future. And my grandchildren.
Yes.
And the Bible says a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. I'm trying to do that. And I don't consider myself necessarily a wise man, but I'm wise enough to listen to good counsel. And I did that. So I'm leaving my sons, my three sons, and the grandchildren, a little something behind. Isn't that what a righteous man should do for his family?
Yes, absolutely. But we need more people to do it.
I agree.
You know, opportunity can stare you in the face, but if you don't take advantage of it, at the end of the day, whose fault is it? You know, I've often said sometimes we want a better life for people than they actually want for themselves. You have to live a long time and live life and observe many things to understand that fact, but nevertheless, it's a fact.
It is very true. You know, it's a sad thing to understand, but you and I see it every day, that our Jesus Christ on the cross paid for our eternal life with his precious blood. And by his grace,
yes,
it was given
did.
To us freely. But now, even though it's totally free, already paid for, a promise for eternal life and blessings on this earth as far as peace of mind and contentment. Don't forget about wealth necessarily, but physical wealth. But your wealth in Christ is immeasurable. And to know that you live in eternity with him. And yet we can't even give that away.
No.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. It's very saddening.
And the most precious gift in the world, and we can't give it away. So that doesn't surprise me when people don't listen to you, but I'm trying to give them some godly wisdom and counsel on preparing for the future financially. Then it's probably
well,
don't
know,
pay attention.
I've done 500 national radio shows in 18 years. I've made 16 appearances on Coast to Coast AM. I've done 75 live TV appearances. I've been on ABC, NBC, CBS News, Comcast Cable News, News 12 New Jersey, and Time Warner. So we have the track record of being right. We're historian on the markets. We write and talk about the things we actually lived and were part of and observed. I didn't learn the things that I speak of from reading a history book. I was actually on the ground living the times in which I write historically as to understanding the past and what it means as we move forward into the future. That's who I am, and that's what the newsletter is all about, and that's why we have subscribers to it from all over the world.
And, you know, personally, especially with the new history being taught, I wouldn't trust the teachings we have on history for Good Morning. At best, they're inaccurate, but most of the flat-out lies. And we're still being fed lies every day, and we believe them. But what you're telling us are facts that you lived in the last 50 years. That's the way to put it in. I mean, it's just pure facts.
I lived the times in which I speak. I was actually there. I was in the markets in the 60s and 70s and 80s. I didn't start writing the newsletter till 2009. But we write it quarterly. We tell you exactly what you need to know, why you need to know it, and how you should take advantage of the information and use it to the benefit of yourself and your family. That's what Straight Money Analysis is all about.
Well, folks, you can't beat that. I mean, that's straightforward way the answer is. But, again, you can call him at 386-677-8642. Or go to straightmoneyanalysis.com. And check out
a sample newsletter.
Yes. Look at it, folks. Look at it. Just trust me enough to do that. If you have a computer, you can do that. Trust me enough to do that. Please do. Just check it out. You have nothing to lose. And if you find me inaccurate on this, you call me here. Let me know that I'm inaccurate. I want to hear that. I have read the news magazine, the newsletter. It is not inaccurate. As a matter of fact, I think he's a little bit conservative on some figures. I'm not a money expert, but I think probably he's being conservative on some figures. He's telling the truth. It's going to go up tremendously. Silver and gold are going to go through the roof. But what I've seen in other places, Joseph, you could be conservative on these figures. Seriously, I mean, it could go up a lot more than what you're saying. It will go up, but it could go up a lot more, couldn't it?
Well, I think the markets are a coil and they're a spring ready to pop, and I think we've got a limited amount of gold and silver and a lot of money chasing these two assets, trying to own them. No question China's going to be a major force as we move forward along with India. They're buying gold and silver very heavily and have been for quite some time. China is now the largest importer of gold in the world. India is number two. So there's only so much gold and silver to go around for the billions of people on the planet that at some point are going to want to own it. That's why you got to buy your gold and silver when it's available in the market to be purchased, and that's now.
And what rank is Russia in with the buying of the precious metal, the gold? I mean,
number
I know she.
Number three or four.
I'm going to say, yeah, I've got to be in the top five because they've been buying a lot themselves. They surely have.
We portend to hold 8,300 tons of gold here in the U.S. China admits to owning about 3,100 tons, but I believe they're holding in excess of 30,000.
Tons?
China's going to back their currency with gold. Again, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. When they back their renminbi or their yuan, whatever you want to call their currency, depending on where you are, it's going to be backed by gold, and it's going to dethrone the dollar. No two ways about it.
Well,
we were only on the gold standard, as you know, from 1944 to 1971,
right.
27 years. We've been off of it 48. So do you know how much fiat currency we printed up and distributed all around the world that's backed by nothing? Hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars.
Absolutely. And is that, it's not even any longer backed by oil anymore, is it?
No, it isn't.
Folks, the dollar's losing ground every day. Putin said just a matter of time, it's going to nothing. And if China will go to a gold-backed yuan,
game
well, the dollar's
over.
Done. It's done. I mean, it's fried. It's toast. It's done. It'll be worthless. And I'm telling you the truth. You talk about prices going through the roof. When the dollar has dropped as the world financial instrument, when that happens, prices are going to soar. And I mean soar. And they're going to soar in gold and silver also. Again, you can call and get his magazine at 386-677-8642. Go to straightmoneyanalysis.com for a sample magazine. Check it out. You have nothing to lose by looking at it. If you have any questions, I'm sure you can call him and answer questions for you. If you want to talk about buying precious metals, do call Melody Institution at 800-375-4188. I wish I could do more than that. I wish I could have to do some way to convince you that we're telling you the truth, but it's out of our hands at this point. We've shared the truth with you. Now the next move is yours. We're down about 1 minute. What do you want to say in closing, Joseph?
Well, I think people are getting an extraordinary opportunity to get their financial affairs in order. You got the markets making new all-time highs daily. Gold and silver at price levels I don't think we'll see again in our lifetime. And I think you're getting an opportunity to take care of your family and prepare for the future in a way that's going to be extremely beneficial in the years ahead of us if you're willing to do what's necessary at this time to take advantage of these opportunities.
All right, Joseph, I'm going to let you go now, and I want to thank you for joining me tonight. We'll be back in touch in the future, okay?
Thank you, Pastor Poe. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you for having me as your guest.
You're welcome. God bless you, sir. Thanks for your efforts. Thank you. Folks, again, call me at 386-677-8642. Tomorrow night, we're going to talk to Jacob Hornberger of Future Freedoms Foundation. We're going to discuss something tomorrow night that's going to make a lot of people angry, but if it does, it does. Stay tuned tonight at 11 o'clock Mountain Pacific time, and this is a rebroadcast on the KTW at 6:30 a.m. and 96.5 FM. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.